Sechtes Nazir, Daf Lamed Tes, 6 lines on the top of Daf Lamed Tes Amid Aleph at the new Mishnah. And the beginning of this Mishnah we already had on Daf Hey Amid Aleph, and it was the smallest Mishnah in Shas, and it stated four words, Stam Nazir Islam and Yoim, that if a person is mekabel on themselves to be a Nazir, and they don't specify how long they want to be a Nazir for, so the Mishnah taught us that Stam Nazir is for 30 days. In addition, if someone said, I want to be a Nazir for 10 days, then since Stam Nazir is Islam and Yoim, the minimum of a Naziris is for 30 days, and he has to keep a 30-day period of Naziris. And we saw Machlekes in the Gemara between Rav Masna and Bapada. Rav Masna stated that this is learned from the words Nazir Yia, and the Gematria of Yia is 30, and therefore Stam Naziris is Lamed Yoim. And Rush stated that it really was based on a Kabbalah that Rav Masna had, that Stam Naziris is for 30 days, and it was an Asmacht of Alma. And Bapada said that really Stam Naziris is not 30 days, but Stam Naziris is a full 29 days, as the Gemara stated, that he doesn't hold Mitzrayim Kekulai, and he learns this out from the fact that in the Pasha of Naziris, the Pasuk says 29 different Lashonis, either of the Shurish of Nazir or of the Shurish of Neder. And our Mishnah continues, Gilach Eshgulchu Listim, if the Nazir himself cuts his hair and he shaves his entire head, or Listim cut his hair, so either it was done by Ratzain or if it was done by force, Say Salam and Yayim, he will forfeit up to 30 days of his Naziris period. And for example, if Ruvain actually cut his hair on the 30th day of his Naziris period, so then he will actually have to grow his hair for another 30 days, as in order to bring you Korbanis at the end of your Naziris period, you have to have a growth of 30 days. However, if Ruvain completely shaved his head on day 10, then he doesn't have an additional 30 days for his Naziris, but on day number 11, he would restart growing his hair, and then he would have 20 days up to the 30th day of his Naziris period. That would count for 20 days, and then after that, he would have an additional 10 days to make up for the original growth of his hair, and therefore, at day 40, he would have a 30-day growth of hair, and he would be able to bring his karbanos. And of course, this din is opposed to the din that we had b'negei tumas meis, that the din was that if a nazir is metamei l'meisim, then he actually would be soisa all of his days in his years, as the pasuk teaches us, v'yom harishonim yiplu. This is also opposed to the din of a yayin, where a nazir is over on his naziris, and he drinks wine, that midiraisa, it's not soisa his days of naziris at all. Mishnah continues that although the Torah says, Kol yimei ned nizrei, tar lo yavo reishai, abelois heyom, mashiyaz l'ashem, kadosh yeh, gadel peresai reishai, and therefore the mashmois of the pasuk is, that a nazir will only be over on isav taglachas if he cuts his hair with a razor, and he completely destroys his hair. But the Mishnah teaches us, nazir shegilach, bein bizug, bein mitar, oish yisifsif kol shu chayiv, that even if a nazir cuts his hair with a scissor, or of course with a razor, or he plucked his hair out from its root, and even if he removed kol and he only removed one hair, he would be chayiv malchus. And I in Taisus Dio Maschel Stam Nazir Islam Yayim, that Taisus bothered that Lachariah, we already saw that in the Mishnah Daf Heyam Ralph, as we pointed out. And Taisus explains, but I did the Bayil Misti, Gilachashikul Listim, so Islam Yayim, since the Mishnah is going to teach us the din, that if he took a haircut, or if Listim cut off his hair, that says the 30 days, Tani Nami Stam Nazir Shloshim Yayim. That's why we start off the Mishnah by saying that Stam Nazir is Shloshim Yayim. And Rabbi Tzal Ranchberg is Gerst in Taisus. The time of the Saisu Lamed Yoim, reason why it's Saisu 30 days, is Mishum to be Inan Kedei Naziris, Bishas Taglacha Shal Mitzvah, that you need to have enough hair at the time that you cut off your hair, at the time that you bring Kabbalis, Yehei Saira Godal Kafisha Royal Legadal Kastam Naziris, the Hainu Shalashin Yoim. At that point, it has to be that your hair grew at least the shear of a Stam Nazir, which would be for 30 days. And when we learned our Mishnah, we explained that the word Saisu Lamed Yoim means that he forfeits up to 30 days, as there are cases where he won't forfeit 30 days. As we gave an example, if Reuben cuts his hair on the 10th day of his Naziris period, he will only have to add on an additional 10 days to his Naziris period, and he doesn't necessarily forfeit a full 30 days. And Taisus actually states this, that that's what it means when it says, it means he's soisa until the point that he has a full 30 days of growth of his hair. And as Taisus points out, that if the Nazir actually was mekabel himself a 60-day period of Naziris, and on day 30 he cuts his hair, he doesn't have to add on any more days for his Naziris period, because he still has a 30-day period where he will grow his hair during his Yemei Naziris, and in that case he will not be soisa any days of his Naziris. And keep in mind that the Rambam actually learns when the Mishnah stated Gilach Hashgachu Listim Soisa L'Amidayim, that in all cases it actually would break a 30-day period of Naziris, and you have to count a 30-day period of Naziris in all cases. And for example, in Taisus' last case, where Reuven actually cut his hair on the 30th day of a 60-day period period of Naziris, according to the Rambam, he would still forfeit 30 days of Naziris period, and he would have to count a 90-day period of Naziris, 30 days more for his 60-day period of Naziris, and then 30 days more because he forfeited 30 days of Naziris based on the fact that he took a haircut. The Gemara begins with the Shiloh, Ibailu. We have the following Shiloh, Hai Mazir Mil Tachas Rabbi Oimil El. When a person's hair grows, does it grow from the bottom? Does it grow from the scalp area and go up from there? And as Tesis points, Vasamach L'Roish Acha Yom Mir Barachik, and what today is next to the scalp, that part of the hair will move up as his hair grows. What do you say? That hair grows from the top of the hair, and it grows from the actual tip of the hair. Avasamach L'Roish In Zaz M'Kaymai, but the hair that's next to a person's scalp never moves from that spot. Now, but Pashas, the Gemara understood that hair really grows from the bottom and from its root. However, the Gemara is just asking this question in order to bring out some of the following points that the Gemara will bring as rayas to either tzad. In addition, the Gemara will actually ask a question that's relevant to our Mishnah, and therefore the Gemara prefaces it with this question. And before we continue, let's just explain that when a nazir goes and brings his kabanis, there are two factors that will determine if he has enough hair. Number one, did his hair grow for 30 days? If his hair actually had a growth of 30 days, then he could bring his kabanis b'tayra. Or if a person has 7 days of his original growth, then he could also bring his kabanis of naziris. As we will see in the Gemara, the definition of 7 days of growth is when a strand of hair is long enough that a person could hold onto it and bend it over, and the top of his hair will reach the scalp. And the Gemara says, "L'may nafkamina, what's the nafkamina? If hair grows from its scalp and from its root, or if it grows from the actual tip of its hair?" And the nafkamina is, "L'nazir shegachu listim v'shayir boy kedei lachav roish l'ikrei." If there were listim that came and forcing nazir to shave his head, but they didn't shave his head to his scalp, and they left enough hair that he could grab on to each piece of hair, and he could bend it down, and the tip of each hair will still reach his scalp. In that case, if you say that hair grows from his scalp and from its root, even though the listim did not cut off all his hair, and even though he has 7 days of growth of hair, but that 7 day growth is not from when he originally was mekabel himself to be a nazir, and therefore he really doesn't have any hair on his head that is kadosh, that is considered holy. As the Rush points out, the only time that we said that a 7 day growth of hair would be enough in order to bring a kabanis is only the original hair that you had. As the Rush says, "Behind you sheer choshev b'sar k'damina b'shmeitzin shekain dakri liyas gadol b'teich zayin yomim," as that's the sheer that would generally grow in a 7 day period. However, the Gemara continues, "Eli amr mele'el rabu," if you're going to say that hair grows from its tip, so "my da'akdash hakayim," what he originally was makdash at the time that he was mekabel himself naziris, is still on his head, and therefore since he still has 7 days of growth of hair from his original kabbalas naziris on his head, which was considered kadosh, therefore he could still bring his kabbanis, and he doesn't have to count a full 30-day period. And the Gemara will now bring four different rayas from metzias in the world, and then the Gemara will bring another raya, which is a little bit dependent on a mishnah, but lemaisa also dependent on metzias, as we will see in a moment. And the Gemara brings a raya, "Tashma meha in v'chaya," I'll bring a raya from the case of a live nit, "the koyim be'ikva debinta," and we know that when you look for nits, you look at the base of a person's head near the roots of a person's hair. And as the Rosh says, "Tadahim nimtzarim b'sar samach l'roish ki sham hi gadales ve'in yizaz misham," that over there is the place where the nit eggs sit and they don't move from there. The Gemara wants to bring a raya, "V'isal kadaitach mil tachas rabbi," if you're going to say that hair grows from the root of a person's head, "b'reish debinta b'ilam ekam," as his hair grows, then the nit egg should also grow or move up along with the hair, and at some point the nit egg should find itself that it's not the scalp of its hair, but it's somewhere above that point. And since we always find that the nit egg is near the scalp, so it seems that the actual hair doesn't grow from the scalp, but when hair grows, it's actually growing from the tip of the hair. And the Gemara answers, "Lo ilam mil tachas rabbi," really when hair grows, it grows from a person's scalp. "The agav chiyusa nachas va'azal invili," lemaisi, even though it's true that the hair continues growing from the point of its scalp, however, the egg does not move at all. As the Rush explains, "Umiskarevis tamid etzal reish," that the nit egg actually keeps itself and attaches itself as close as possible to a person's scalp, the skayim izayas adam v'lachaysai, in order to be able to live and to receive nutrients from a person's sweat and from the person's moisture that's found next to his scalp. And this nit egg, since it's alive, it actually could move down and make sure it stays next to the scalp. However, the Gemara now continues with another raya, "Tashma in v'mesa b'resha d'minta," we find that dead nit eggs do not stay by the base and the scalp of a person, but it actually is found closer to the top of a person's hair. L'maisa, this is a dead nit, and therefore it can't move on its own. "V'isal kadai If here grows from its tip, then be'ikva de'binta b'ilamekam, then really this knit should have stayed at the bottom near its scalp and shouldn't have moved at all. And it must be that the hair grows from its follicle and from its root, and that's why, slowly but surely, as the person's hair grows, the knit moves up on its hair. And the Gemara answers, Hasinami mishun delas b'chila shruga shriga v'azel, that in that case, since the knit is dead, and therefore the knit doesn't have its own strength to stay close to the scalp, therefore, even though it's possible that hair grows from the tip of each hair, however, the knit actually slips down of the hair as the hair grows, because as a person's hair grows, the hair actually points downwards, and based on the force of gravity, the knit will slip down towards the top of his hair. And the Gemara continues with another raya, Tashma Mebloyer Sekushiyim, I'll bring you raya from the dreadlocks and the braids of the Kushiyim. The senses changed the original Gesa, as the original Gesa was Mebloyer Stegayim. And the Rosh explains, Shemegadlim Bloyer Sleshem of Ediz Kechavim, they used to grow out their hair and have long hair as a form of service to the Avodah Zarah, and when they would cut their hair, they would actually shave the sides of the head, and whatever hair they left, they would make it like a braid, and as our Gemara continues, and after they grow this long hair, after they created these very tight braids, slowly but surely, the hair which is close to the scalp loosens up and becomes unbraided, and therefore it seems that hair is growing from the roots as if it would be growing from above. Then l'chira, why would the hair next to its root slowly unravel and become unbraided? And the Gemara answers, Hasunami, I did the kamta v'hi meshiv chadurafya. And even though I could tell you that hair grows from the tip of a person's hair, but l'maisa, since these braids are wrapped very tight against the person's scalp, so when he lies on it as he's on his bed, it loosens up the part of the hair that's close to his scalp. And the Gemara finally continues with the fourth Tashma, and this one will be both based on Metzias and based on a Mishnah. And the Gemara brings Misikrisa de Rafi Imra Mulutachas, and the Gemara brings from the Metzias that people used to brand their animals by painting them a specific color. For example, if someone painted his sheep red, then we'll find that even though the red paint will make the sheep's wool very hard and stiff because of the paint, however, at some later point, the new wool that grows will be soft and will feel like brand new wool, and it won't have the texture of painted wool. And therefore, clearly we see that when hair grows, it grows from its root, and it doesn't grow from the tip of the hair. And even though it is a raya from a behemoth, we will compare the actual metzias of an animal to the metzias of a human being. The Gemara now says the word v'tanya, and we're going to be gurus over here, v'tanan, and we also have a Mishnah in B'chiris on Daf Nun Chasam Beis, v'negeya ma'isa behemoth, that this was the standard method of going and choosing the 10th animal when you had ma'isa behemoth. They let 9 of the animals pass by, and the balabayas would hit the 10th one with a stick that had red paint on it in order to mark it that this one is Kaddish and this one is Ma'isa Behemah. And as Mefarish explains, Klema ad hashta be'in lefushalcha mimidi desvara d'loitalia b'midi detanya. Until this point, we were bringing from Metzias, and we weren't bringing from Brises or from Mishnayas. El hashta ikla mishma meha desekrin alasiri l'shem Ma'isa. And we see that the Metzias was that they would hit the 10th animal with red paint, and the miskasher klaseya biachad, and the whole here would get stuck together because of the red paint, and the new growth would actually be soft, and therefore we see a raya that hair grows from its follicle and from the root. And Gemara continues and now brings a raya from a human being, as we can see, when a person who has a white beard dyes his hair black, so slowly but surely as his new hair grows in his beard, then the new growth of hair that's forming from the ikar and from the root of his beard will be white. So we see that the new hair is growing from its root and not growing from the tip of a hair. And the Rosh states, we have older people that dye their beards black in order that they should look much younger. And we continue on Daf Lamed Tesem Beis, Shema Mina Mil Tachas Rabbi Shema Mina. And therefore we see that from the case of the animal as well as the case of a human being's beard, the person's hair grows from its follicles and grows from its root. And Tesis at the top of the Amid points out that in the case of the animal's hair that they were dyeing red, the Gemara did not have to bring a raya since the hair that's closer to the animal becomes softer, and the Gemara just said that it's clear that hair grows from its follicle and from its root because as the hair grows, any new hair will be white and will not come out dyed red. And finally, the Gemara gets to its point that l'hadetanya l'maisa, I'll ask you a question based on a braisa, as if you're telling me that a person's hair grows from the root and grows from its follicle, but we have a braisa that teaches us us, Nazir Shegulchu is listim, if listim force a Nazir to shave his head, Vishayu Bay Kadei Lachav Reish L'Ikrai, and they leave enough hair, the Nazir can still grasp onto his hair and bend each hair towards his scalp and it'll reach his scalp. And the Brisa clearly teaches us, Einei Seisa, that it's not Seisa any of his days of Naziris, since Lemaisa he has 7 days of his original growth, which was already on his head at the time that he makabal himself to be a Nazir, and therefore when he's bringing his Kabanis, he's able to bring his Kabanis based on the fact that he's bringing it based on hair that was already Kaddish. And the Gemara now asks, and the Rosh right away points out that over here it's not a Havmina, and therefore really the Lashon of Isak Kedaitach doesn't mean if you will think, as this is not a Havmina, and as the Rosh says, Klema, the Kaim Balon Mil Tachas Rabbi, since we just proved that hair grows from a person's follicles and from the scalp, Kach also Maskona, as this is the Maskona of the Gemara, and we just brought a Raya, Shema Mino, Mil Tachas Rabbi, Shema Mino. And therefore the Gemara is that how could the Brisa say that by the listim shaving off the Nuz's hair, since they didn't shave off all of his hair, therefore it's not Tzaisis and Ziris, but Lachira, he doesn't have 30 days of growth, and he doesn't have 7 days of his original hair that was Kaddish either, because of course the hair that grew at the original point is already higher, and at this point when they're cutting off that hair, even though they left 7 days of growth, that's the new growth and wasn't considered Kaddish, and therefore it's not Chashav enough in order to bring and be Makriv your Kabbanis B'Tayra. Therefore it's Mashma from this Brisa that hair grows from the top and the tip of a person's hair, and that's why even though the Listim cut off most of this Nuz's hair, since he had 7 days of his original hair, which is considered Kaddish, therefore he can bring his Kabbanis, and it's Einei Seisa, and it won't be Seisa, his Yemei Naziris. And the Gemara answers that in a Chanami, in a normal case, if Listim would come and shave off most of the hair of a Nazir, and they would leave 7 days of growth, then certainly the Nazir would be Seisa some of the days of the Naziris. However, over here we're talking about a very specific case, Kagan Shekuchu Acham Alois, where the Listim came and forced the Nazir to shave his head after the days of his days of Naziris. So for example, a Nazir had a 30-day period of Naziris, and prior to bringing Kabbanis on the 31st day, Listim came and shaved his hair and left 7 days of growth. So in that case, although he only has 7 days of growth, the din is that he could still bring his Kabbanis, with money, and who is this going like? Rebbe Lezer, it's going like the sheet that we had on the Tazayna Bez, Rebbe Lezer, that Amar Kol Acham Alois Zayin Seisa, that stated that after the Malois of a person's time of Naziris, even if that person becomes Tamei, since he already completed his days of Naziris prior to becoming Tamei Meis, so all he has to wait for is the 7 days to become Tar, but once he becomes Tar from Tumas Meis, he could bring his Kabbanis B'Tayra. And over here also, since he already completed his full 30 days of Naziris, so at this point, even if Listim come and shave off all of his hair, all he would have to wait is for a 7 day period in order to have a growth of 7 days, and once he has a 7 day growth of hair, he would be able to bring his Kabbanis Taira. And the same then applies that if the Listim do not shave off all his hair and they leave enough hair on his head, and he can still bend each strand of hair so that the tip of each hair will reach his scalp, then the din is that he could immediately bring his Kabbanis B'Tayra. And L'chira, that's pshat when Rebbe Lezer stated on Daf Tazayim Beis the Lashon of Kol Acham Alois Zayin Seisa, he wasn't only referring to a person that became Tamei, but he's also referring to someone whose hair was cut after the days of his Naziris period, that the din is that it only breaks 7 days and it doesn't break a 30-day period. And the Rosh points out in the Lashon of Rebbe Lezer, Kol Acham Alois Zayin Seisa, Lav Dafka Seisa, it's not Dafka that he actually forfeits any days of Naziris, El Tzorch Lahamten Ad Sheyazir Lav Gimel B'Zayin, that the reason why you have to wait to bring your Kabbanis B'Tayra is because you're Tamei Meis, and he has to wait until he becomes Tar from Tumas Meis, and he has to have the 3rd and 7th day of his Yemei Tumah, where he goes through the process and has the Mayim Chayim of the Paraduma sprinkled on him. And the Gemara continues, my time in Rebbe Lezer, and as Taisa says, Klaima, my time Amit Rebbe Lezer, ki yalchu acham alois to saga b'zayin, what pshat Rebbe Lezer holds, that if you cut your hair after you're finishing the Naziris period, that all you need is 7 days of growth. But we already learned in our Mishnah, and we saw this multiple times in Masechtas Nazir, and in order for a Nazir to bring his Kabbanis B'Tayra, he has to have a 30-day growth of hair. And the Gemara responds, Yalv taglachas tayra mit taglachas tumah, that Rebbe Lezer learns the din of taglachas tayra when a Nazir is cutting his hair, and a Nazir is bringing his Kabbanis when he's Tar, from the din of a Nazir that's bringing his Kabbanis when he's Tamei, mata glachas tumah shiva, just like we know that if a Nazir becomes Tamei after the Yemei Malois, then he only has to wait 7 days, because all he has to wait is for the period of time that he has to become Tar from Tumas Meis, and after that point, he could bring his Kabbanis. So after glachas tayra shiva, so the same din applies, but again, taglachas tayra, and if the hair of a Nazir is shaved off after the days of his Naziris period, then the din is that all he has to wait is another 7 days, days, and he can then bring his Kabbanis B'Tayra. And the Mepharshim, of course, are bothered that L'chaira, what's the Dimyan from one to the other? As even though we find a concept that after a person finishes his days of Naziris and becomes Tameh, he has to wait 7 days, that is because once his days of Naziris are completed, and at that point he becomes Tameh L'meis, it's not Sois as the days of Naziris at all, and the only reason you have to wait 7 days is only because you have to become Tar from your Tumas Meis. However, if a Nazir's head was shaven after the days of his complete period of Naziris, then L'chayim and Manushach, if he had no right to cut his hair at that point, and therefore it's not considered as if he has growth of hair of 30 days, then L'chayim he should have to wait 30 days. And if we say that since he already completed the days of Naziris, therefore by cutting his hair it's L'mayim of L'mayim, then why should he have to wait 7 days at all? L'chayim he shouldn't have to wait any time frame at all, and he should be able to bring his Kabbanis B'Tayra immediately in Tzarech Bia. And the Gemara continues that L'chayim in the Brisa that we had before, the Brisa stated Nazir Shekulchu Listim V'Shayu Bayu Kedei Lachav Reish L'Ikra Ein Eseisa. Now we just mentioned that there's a 7 day time frame, and L'chayim the Brisa states a different time frame, as it states that if a Nazir's hair is cut after the days of his Naziris period, then as long as his hair is as long that he could grab onto it and bend it down towards the root, then that would be fine. The Gemara therefore explains V'Kimu Rabbanan Kol Zayin Yomin Asya Mazya Kedei Lachav Reish L'Ikra Ein Echinami. That's the exact shear that the Brisa means. And when the Brisa tells us a shear that the hair has to be long enough that a person could grab onto his hair and bend down the tip of his hair, that'll reach its root, that is the same as if the Brisa stated that he had 7 days of growth. And Tais points out that don't get confused and think that the din of 7 days of growth would be enough for a Nazir, even if he cut his hair during the period of time that he's a Nazir and during his 30-day period of Naziris, as of course, if he cut his hair at that point, then he would actually lose 30 days and he would have to make sure to have 30 days of growth. However, Zok Tais is 2 lines before the middle wide lines, but if the Nazir's hair is shaven after the days of Malais, since on day 30, when his Naziris period was over, he really had 30 days of growth of hair, and therefore Midiraisa Daya Bakach, that was enough Midiraisa, Umiyu Zayin Yeshla Lahamtin, Vialflinum Teglachas Tumma. However, it seems that there's a Dindra Rabbanan that he has to wait 7 days, and we learn it from Teglachas Tumma, and potentially it's Mashma that is a Smachta Ba'alma, and as Taisa says, V'afagav Dami Lagamri, even though the comparison is not comparable, the Hosam Tsarach Lahamtin Zayin, Kedei Lahavi Kabanaisa B'Daira, Mikol Mokham Shavach Achomim, Stam Stiru Teglachas, Ta'acham Alois, Stiru Tumma, Ayin and Taisa. However, both the Rosh and Taisa discuss what the Sheet of the Rabbanan who argue on Rabbi Lezer would be, and the Rosh explains that according to the Rabbanan, even if Listim would cut the Nazir's hair after the 30-day period of the Naziris, the din would be that you have to wait an additional 30 days in order to be able to have a Gidol Sar of 30 days prior to bringing his Kabbanis. And Ayin Taisis for a much more detailed approach to this point. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, Nazir Shegilach Bein Betar Bein Bezug Oshisifseh Kolshu Chayiv. When Nazir even cuts off one strand of his hair and he cuts it off completely from its root, then the din is that he's Chayiv Malkus, and it doesn't make a difference if he shaved it off with a razor, or if he did this with a scissor, or if he plucked out one hair from its root, the din would be that he's Chayiv Malkus. And before beginning the Gemara, let's just read the pasuk that talks about Anazir's cutting of his hair. The pasuk says, "Kol Yemei Neder Nizrei Tar Lo Yavo Reishai," that all the days of the Naziris, a person is not allowed to use a razor to cut his hair, Ad Malois Hayom Mashiyaz Lashem, until he completes the days of Naziris, Kadosh Yia Gadel Peres Reishai. And we will have to get back to exactly how to learn our Mishnah after we learn a machlekes between Rabbi Yeshi and Rabbi Nissen, but suffice it to say that there are actually 3 ideas that we have to understand for this pasuk. Number one, the pasuk talks about a razor, and it says tar lo yava reishai. And number two, potentially based on the fact that it says lo yava reishai, so the mashmois of the pasuk is that as long as you're ripping out your hair from its root, then you're not allowed to cut your hair with anything, and it doesn't make a difference if it's a razor, a scissor, or by plucking out your hair. Number three, from the end of the pasuk that says kadosh yia gadel peres reishai, so the Torah is teaching us, and I say that during the days of his Naziris, he has to make sure that his hair continues growing, and therefore there's a lava bal mechlal asay. And since the Torah tells you that you have to keep your hair, therefore it's muchach that the Torah is telling you you're not allowed to cut your hair. And the Gemara begins, Tana Rabbanan, we learn tar, ingli al tar. The pasuk says that a Nazir is not allowed to cut his hair with a razor, so we would only know that a Nazir that cuts his hair with a razor would be chayiv malkus, tolish merit sifsev kolshu minayin. And how do we know that if he plucked his hair with his hand, or he removed it with a sam, with some sort of a chemical, or he rubbed or picked it with his hand and his hair fell out, and it would still be also Talmud Leimah? Therefore, the pasuk says, Kadosh Yeh Gadel Peres HaReishai, and therefore, as we said, Alav Habab Mechlal Aseh is an Aseh, and therefore it's also to do that. that as well. Divrei Rabbi Yeshua, these are the words of Rabbi Yeshua. And even though we actually gave a tithe to Tolish and Sifseif, however, the Rishonim struggled to define exactly what the difference is between Tolish and Sifseif. And Rabbi Yenison Aimer, Rabbi Yenison argued in Rabbi Yeshua, and he says, when the Pasuk says Tar, in Lelotar, in Chenami, the only time that's in Isra and the only time that a person will receive Malchus is if he shaves his hair with a razor. However, in Chenami, Meir Tolish Sifseif Kol Shu Potter, if a person rips out his hair or if he cuts his hair, then not only is he not Chayim Malchus, but he actually was not over on any Isra at all. And the Lashon of Rabbi Yenison is a bit schwer, as the Lashon of Ein Lelotar is Mashmani, is coming to include something else. And the Lashon of Rabbi Yenison of Kol Shu is also not Meduyik, because according to Rabbi Yenison, even if a Nazir would rip out many strands of hair, or if he cut many strands of hair, but he wouldn't use a razor, he would still be Potter. And some explain that Rabbi Yenison was only trying to mimic and use Lashonis that paralleled the Lashon of Rabbi Yeshua. However, Ein entices that Mashmani is not Gerus the Lashon of Meir Tolish Sifseif Kol Shu, and he's Gerus Meir Tolish Sifseif, that it is Potter. And the Gemara now is Vaksiv Kodeshia, Lemaisa, and the Pasuk says that you'll have to keep your hair, and therefore Lachira, there's Lava Bal Machlala say, and Lachira, it should be also for another to cut his hair in any method at all. And Rabbi Yenison explains, Lemaimra, Demkil Chlebeta, Kamale Basse, Velasse, in Chenami, if a person cuts his hair with a scissor or he plucks out his hair, he would not be Ivan any Issa at all, and he wouldn't even be Ivan the Lava Bal Machlala say. And when the Pasuk states, Kodeshia, Gadel Parasar Reshai, that is only going back on the original Issa of Talo Yavro Reshai, and saying that not only are Chayiv Alav, if you cut your hair with a razor, but if you cut your hair with a razor, you'll also be over Nase of Kodesh Yir Gadel Peres HaReshai. And 17 lines from the bottom of the Rush explains our Mishnah, and the Rush states, Umasis to the Mechayiv Malkas L'cholam Avirin, and our Mishnah states that a person's Chayiv Malkas, if he cuts his hair with a razor, with a scissor, or even if he plucks his hair out, and he only plucks out one strand of hair, the Loikachat Mehani Tanoi, it's not going like either of these Tanoim, the Rabbi Isha, Aseihu the Ikka Bishar Mavirim, according to Rabbi Isha, all you have is Nase, and you wouldn't be Chayiv Malkas, or Rabbi Enison, Afilu Asei Leka, and according to Rabbi Enison, you wouldn't have an Asei either. And this Pshat of the Rush is based on the way we understood our Gemara. However, there's another way to learn our Gemara, and that is that when there's Machlekes between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Enison, that Machlekes is only on a situation where a person cuts his hair, but he still left some stubble, and he didn't cut off, and he didn't rip out the entire root of the hair. And that's the only time that we have Machlekes between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Enison. Rabbi Yeshua says that even though you didn't cut out your entire hair, and you left some here, although you won't be Ivan the Lav, but you'll be Ivan the Isase. However, Rabbi Yenison says, in that case, you won't even be Ivan the Isase. However, both Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yenison agree that in a case where a person cuts off all the hair and they rip out the hair, Meikarai, from its root, then certainly it doesn't make a difference if the person did so with a razor or in any way that's Ke'enatar. And even if he would cut it off and rip out that hair with his hand and he'd pluck out the hair, or if he would cut it out with a scissor and be able to remove the entire hair from its root, that it would be they would be Chayiv Malkus. Therefore, a Mishnah could be going with Divrei HaKol, as both Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yenison would agree that in all cases, as long as you ripped out the hair from its root, you'd be Chayiv Malkus. And also, Ayin in the Rush, that's Mashma from the Rush, that if a person would cut all his hair, but he would leave his 7-day growth, and it would be Kedei Luck of Roish Ikrei, then with Divrei HaKol, he would not be over on any Issa at all, Ayin Sham. And Ayin in Taisis, who has another Pshat in our Gemara, not like the Rush is two different Pshatim. And the Gemara continues, Tani Idach, we learned in another braisa. Tar, the Pasuk tells us that Nazir cannot cut off his hair with a razor. In Le'el Tar, you may think that this is only in Issa if he cuts his hair with a razor. Tolish Merit Sifsif Kolshu Minayin. How do you know if he cuts his hair with a scissor or if he actually rips his hair out from its root with his hand? How do you know that he'd be over on a lav and he'd be Chayiv Malkus, Tamun Leima, Le'yava Roshay? We learn from the words Le'yava Roshay that as long as you're ripping out your hair from the Iker, then that actually is a lav and therefore you'd receive Malkus for ripping out your hair with any method. And the Gemara therefore is, Umachsha Safinal Rabbis called Dava, and if it's true that the end result is that you're going to be Chayiv Malkus if you rip out your hair Me'ikrai and from its root and using any method, and even if you don't use a razor, so Matam Aloimet Tar Lo Yava Reishai, L'chari the Tosuk should have said, Lo Yava Sa Reishai, that you should not remove the hair of your head. And the Gemara answers, Einachinami, L'fishalo Lamadna L'teglachas Achreina, Shehiyah Betar, as at the end of the period of Naziris for a Nazir, when the Nazir brings his kabbanis, the pasuk says v'gilach hanazir pesach haramayid es reish nizrei. And the pasuk over there doesn't mention that you have to use a razor when going through this process. So therefore, the pasuk says tar in order to teach us that the way that you have to cut your hair at the end of your nizir's process is with a razor. The Gemara explains the lamadnu mimitzeri efsha, as if you would want to say that we should learn that a Nazir has to cut his hair with a razor at the end of his days of Naziris from the din of a Mitzrayah. Just like a Mitzrayah, when they cut all of the hair of their body, they have to shave all the hair off with a razor. And as the Rosh and Taisus both point out, that even though B'negei Mitzrayah, the Pasuk says, and it doesn't say you have to use a razor mefurish, but Zakhtar Rosh, L'kamon mefarish mehekel kimron, tab Mitzrayah, and later on we will explain how does the Gemara know that by Mitzrayah you have to use a razor. However, certainly even though we know that a Mitzrayah has to shave off all of their hair, and we will learn that it has to be done with a razor, we can't learn the din of Nazir from the din of Mitzrayah. And we continue on daf mem amalav, and she'in done in kal mechomer lahachmir lav, as of course a Nazir is more kal than a din of Mitzrayah, because a Nazir only has to cut and shave off the hair of his head, where Mitzrayah has to shave off the hair of their entire body, and therefore you can't learn that a Nazir has to shave off the hair of his head with a razor from a Mitzrayah, as it's possible that Torah mechadish to us that a Mitzrayah has to shave off all his body hair with a razor based on the fact that it's more chama, but a Nazir that's more kal that only has to shave off his hair of his head, maybe could use a scissor or some other implement. And that's why, although a Nazir is also to cut his hair during his Yemei Naziris with any implement that will rip out his hair meikarai and from its sherish and from its root, however the Torah adds in the extra word tar to teach us that when a Nazir completes his Naziris period and he's going through his entire process, he has to shave his hair with a razor. And as the Rosh says, hilchuk ksiv beitar demeinu in lavoros tar teichem in Naziris, right? Since you don't need the word tar to teach us the din of cutting your hair during your days in Naziris, and therefore, based on the klal of him in Lakan, we learn at this din. And the Gemara continues, Rebbe Omer, and the Rosh explains that Rebbe will not come to be chalik on the Tanakama, as Rebbe also holds that as long as the Nazir cuts out his hair and he removes it from its root, he would be chai malchus, and it's not relevant if he cut it with a razor or if he cut it with a scissor or he plucked it out with his hand, he would still be chai malchus. However, Rebbe says that Lemaisa, the word tar is not necessarily extra, and in its tzarech, you don't have to say that it's extra, and that's the way we understand that you have to use a razor at Meloisi Mein Nizrai, and when he's completing his Naziris process, because Harei Oimer, the way we'll understand this is based on the actual Pasuk, as the Pasuk says, Talo Yavo Roshai, and then the Pasuk continues and says, Ad Meloisi Mein Nizrai, and therefore we learn out, Hatayu Amra, Acha Melois, Leite Teklachas El Abitar, while a Nazir is in his Naziris period, then he has an Issa to cut his hair with a razor, but once his Naziris period is over, he actually now has a mitzvah to use a razor to cut his hair. The Gemara now asks on Rebbe that L'chayra, since Rebbe agrees to the Tanakama, a Nazir would be Chayiv Malkus if he cuts his hair Meikarai and he rips out his hair from its root, and even if he used a scissor or any other implement, L'chayra, how could Rebbe say that it's not an extra word, but Vaksiv, Ta'al Lo Yavo Reishai, L'maisa, the Pasuk says, Ta'al Lo Yavo Reishai, and as we asked before, the Pasuk could have said, Lo Yavo Sa Reishai. The Gemara answers, Lava Lo Bishtin Lavin, that according to Rebbe, he would actually hold that a Nazir that cuts his hair with a razor would actually be Chayiv for two Lavim, and he would actually be Chayiv two Malkus, as he would be Chayiv for Tar, and he would also be Chayiv another Malkus because of the Issa of Layava Roshai. And that's why Rebbe says that even though I can't learn from the word Tar that there's actually a din of cutting your hair at the end of your Naziris period with a razor, however, based on the Pasuk itself, the Mashmais is that once you complete your Naziris period, you have to use a razor to cut your hair. Then the Pasuk continues and says, Tar Lo Yava Roshai Ad Melois, and therefore, as we stated before, Hatayin Amra Acha Melois Lo Yitei Lachas El Abitar. And keep in mind that there's a machlekes between the Tanakama and Rebbe on this point. According to the Tanakama, a Nazir that cuts his hair with a razor would only be chayiv one chiyuv of malchus. However, if he Rebbe, there would be two chiyuv of malchus. However, even Rebbe agrees to the Tanakama that if a Nazir cuts his hair with any other instrument, he would only be chayiv one malchus and not two malchus. And we will stop over here.